welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, featuring programs from radio's past. Mark Levonier, your host for An Hour of Crime. Later on, Jack Webb stars as Pat Novak for Hire. But first, an episode of Boston Blackie called The Broken Clock Murder, a Mutual Broadcasting System episode from the 12th of January, 1949.
Tomorrow, Faraday.
I don't eat lunches, Blackie. If I did, I wouldn't be seen with you.
I do you good.
Now stop bothering me and hang up.
Inspector, you know you're fond of me.
Sure. Like I'm fond of measles.
Somebody at the door, Faraday. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Don't bother. And thank whoever is at the door for me for getting rid of you. Goodbye, Blackie.
So long, Inspector. Take it easy. Take it easy. I'm coming.
I knew you were home, Blackie.
Wait.
Quick, let me in.
What for? Who are you?
Please don't stand there. Let me in.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. So you're in, friend. Take a quick look around here because you're not going to stay here very long.
Blackie, I'm Harry Baker. You got to help me.
It says where?
$5,000 says so, Blackie. $5,000. It's yours. Just help me.
Looks like I beat it before I jam that money right down your throat. I don't like you or the way you shoved your way in here.
Listen, $5,000, and all you got to do is one thing.
Didn't you hear what I just said?
Yeah, but... Look, I know you're interested in those kids down at the orphanage. They need a gym. $5,000 would help them get it. All I want you to do is one thing, just one favor.
Keep talking.
You'll do it, Blackie. You'll do that one thing, $5,000.
What's the one thing you're willing to pay all that money for?
Just this. You get $5,000, all you have to do is let me sleep in this apartment tonight.
What the... Oh, my overnight guest. Hey, Baker. Baker!
Hey, what's the matter?
It's morning.
Huh?
You know, daylight, roosters crowing.
So what?
Get your clothes on and scram.
All right, me, Black. You got your money, take it easy.
Look, Baker, you wanted to spend the night here, that's all. It's morning, now beat it.
Hey, what time is it?
What's the stuff?
What? Where's your wristwatch?
Look for the time. Get dressed and get out of here.
I gotta find out the time. I got it, Blackie. What time's your wristwatch say?
Well, it's... Hey, it's broken.
Broken?
Say, Baker, is this a gag? Did you break this watch?
Of course I didn't, Blackie. My watch stopped, too. I gotta find out what time it is. I'll get the operator. She'll know.
This guy's crazy. Gotta get him out of here.
Oh, operator. Operator. There's no answer. The phone doesn't work. It's dead.
Look, kid, you're getting on my nerves.
I tell you, it's out of order, Blackie. Turn on the radio. I gotta find out what time it is. I gotta know the time.
It's time you got into the rest of your clothes and got out of this apartment.
I dressed it, Blackie. Please turn on the radio, will you?
Okay.
Gotta get out of here.
There isn't an exercise program on. I know how I can get some.
Hurry up, Blackie.
Well, the radio doesn't light up.
Huh?
That's funny.
That's part of the plan. I gotta look at a clock. I gotta find out the time. I gotta get out of here. The door's locked. You lock me in. You don't want me to get out of here. You're in on it too, Blackie.
Oh, all right.
You're in on it.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way and let me try that door.
Trust nobody. I gotta find out the time. Up for you.
Now, why would anybody want to look? Look, Baker, relax, will you? I'll get the door open. Fine thing, me picking the lock on my own door.
Hurry up, Blackie, hurry up. I gotta find out the time. I got it. They can't do this to me.
Stop jabbering. Who can't do what to you?
I can't tell you.
Okay, Baker, the door's open.
Thanks, Blackie. Thanks a lot.
Before I let you out, you're gonna tell me what this is all about.
No, I'm not, Blackie. You're not gonna make me. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well. Someday I'll find out why things like this always happen to me. Uh-oh. Hey, Baker! Baker! What? What do you know? Yeah, dead. Somebody stopped the watches, and then they stopped his clock.
Yeah.
Inspector Faraday?
Yeah, who is it?
Sergeant Rollins, Inspector. Sorry to have to wake you up.
Not as sorry as I am that you did. What do you want, Rollins?
I want to report a murder.
Look, Rollins, couldn't you have reported it in a half hour?
I don't think so.
Whoever was killed won't be any more dead.
No.
Then what are you bothering me at this hour for?
Because of where we found the body.
Okay, I'll bite. Where did you find the body?
Outside Boston Blackie's apartment.
Okay, so you found it outside Boston Blackie's apartment. Now, what made you think that'd make any difference to me?
Well, I thought...
You thought. Nobody thinks in my department. Just because you found a body outside Boston Blackie's apartment.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Rollins. I'll get down to Blackie's right away.
Well, Faraday, your homicide boys just left and sort of the body.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Blackie, I think maybe you killed Baker.
Be serious, will you? Baker paid me $5,000 to let him sleep here last night. When I woke up this morning, all he wanted to know was the time.
You mean he couldn't tell time?
Every clock in the place was broken. My wristwatch was ruined. The telephone wires cut. The radio out of order. Mm-hmm. Then he ran out and was killed.
Well, it's 9:15 now. He was killed an hour ago.
That much I know. But why was Baker in such a stew to find out the right time when he woke up? And why was somebody very anxious for him not to?
How much do those questions pay?
Baker paid for them with his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sure beats anything I've ever been up against.
Well, all I know, Blackie, is that you're mixed up in another murder. You'll have me eating my heart out yet.
Don't do it, kid. You'll die of malnutrition.
Very funny.
I thought so.
Suppose you tell me who killed Baker and why.
I don't know. Maybe it was robbery.
That's out, definitely.
You mean you know something?
Don't be so surprised. You want to know why I don't think Baker was killed for money?
Yes.
When my boys examined his body, they found $40,000 in cash on him.
Come on, Simpson. Stop watching that clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here and I'm ready to talk business. What are you stalling for?
My dear Mr. Wall, I'm not, as you so quaintly put it, stalling. You know yourself that Mr. Baker has first option to buy.
Yes, yes, but that option ends at 9 o'clock this morning.
Precisely, and that clock says 8:58. Why not give Mr. Baker the benefit of a few minutes, Mr. Wall? He might still show up, and I did give him the first option.
I know, I know. Look, are you going to sell me that club or aren't you?
Now, please, Mr. Wall, take your hands off my coat. You're creasing it. I hate creased clothes.
9 o'clock. Your clock says so. Hear it?
I hear it, and I hear you. You needn't shout. And please take your hands off my coat.
Are we going to make a deal?
Yes. It's after 9.
Okay. Here's the money. Price we agreed on. Well, this is what I call a good morning's work.
In that case, good morning.
Streeter, the famous band leader, is reported on the bird. Dorothy Kilgallen.
Hi, Dottie.
Hi.
Here's your lover boy.
Which one?
Oh, come on, doll, baby. You're not true to me. This is Frankie Brown.
Oh, my favorite press agent. How are you doing, Frankie?
Oh, come take him, sir. How's Colin going?
It'd be fine if the phone would only stop. How are things at the Club Simpson?
They aren't.
What's up?
Simpson just sold the joint, and yours truly is out of a job as of next week.
Oh. Who's the new owner?
A guy by the name of Joey Wall. He's going to tear down the place and put up an office building or something.
Oh, that's tough, Frankie.
Yes, we're yours.
Who is Joey Wall? I never heard of him.
Well, he's been around. Say, you don't know of any jobs for me, do you?
I wish I did, Frankie. You know how quiet things are right now.
Yeah. Well, keep me in mind.
I sure will, Frankie. And if you hear anything I ought to know about, make sure I do.
Look, Faraday, I like you, but when are you going to leave my apartment?
Someday.
I promised I wouldn't work on the Baker murder, and I didn't. But this is your second visit in 2 days.
When I'm through in your bedroom closet, I'll leave. I just found this piece of paper on the floor.
Keep it 30 days. If nobody calls for it, it's yours.
The number on it is Plaza 13500. Whose number's that?
How would I know? I didn't write it. And I don't know how it got in my closet. And what difference does it make anyhow?
Blackie, I'm working on a murder case. Anything might be a clue as to who killed Baker here yesterday.
You might find that anything somewhere else, you know. And I would... Hey, wait a minute.
For what?
Baker hung his clothes in that closet the other night. And when he grabbed his clothes yesterday morning, the paper could have fallen out. The phone's fixed. Try calling the number, Faraday.
But don't tell me what to do.
No, wait. Yeah, I think I know that number. It's the Club Simpson, yeah. The Club Simpson. Now, why should Baker have that number?
Search me.
Yeah, my idea of fun.
Not sure.
Hold it just a second. I saw something about the Club Simpson just before you came in Dorothy Kilgallen's column. Where is that newspaper?
You're sitting on it, genius.
You're so right, Inspector. You're so right. Now, let's see. What page is that column? Oh, here it is. Voice of Broadway by Dorothy Kilgallen.
Oh, I always read that.
The Cafe Society said is abuzz with the news that Edgar Simpson has sold his Club Simpson to Joey Wall.
Yeah, so on.
It's got to mean something.
Yeah, what, for instance?
Well, suppose Baker wanted to buy the Club Simpson and that Joey Wall wanted it badly enough to kill off any opposition.
Okay, I'm supposing. Did you know Wall?
Yeah, he's a character. I've met him, but I don't know where to find him.
Well, I'll send out an alarm for him. Maybe we can...
Keep on talking, Faraday. There's someone at the door, and I'm going to see who it is.
There's nobody at the door to open.
No, well, we'll see right now.
What the? No!
Oh, no, you don't.
No!
Winner, a new champion, Boston Blake.
Thanks, Inspector. This guy on the floor was listening at the keyhole. He must have resented my intruding on his privacy.
Who is he, do you know?
Sure, he's Joey Wall.
The fellow we're just talking about?
Yep.
Wonder what he wanted listening at that keyhole.
Maybe just to show us that the walls have ears.
Here's the water, Blackie.
Okay, Faraday, stand back. Come on, Wall, you're okay.
What? He's coming around, Blackie.
Cut it out, Teddy. Cut it out, will you?
Nobody's going to hurt you, Wall. Now stand up.
Hey, what's the big idea of slugging me?
What's the big idea of listening at the keyhole?
I was all set to knock on the door when you clipped me.
That's your story. What did you want?
I wanted to tell you I didn't kill Baker.
Okay, you told me. Did you know him?
Listen, Blackie, I knew him, I didn't like him, but I didn't kill him.
Blackie, the man says he didn't kill him.
Okay, Wall. If you didn't kill him, why come to me? Why don't you go to the police?
Listen, I admit I followed Baker the night he came here. And the cop in the corner got a peep at my kisser. By now, every cop in town must have my description. I can't go to them now. I want you to explain that to your friend Faraday.
You just did. I'm Faraday.
What?
Why'd you follow Baker to this apartment?
Baker had an option on the Club Simpson. I wanted to buy his option, but he wasn't selling. I caught up with him that night just as he was coming in this building. He turned me down for the third time.
So you waited for him to show the next morning, and you shot him, so you could buy the club at your own price.
No, Blackie, I didn't kill him.
Well, maybe not, but you're coming to headquarters just the same.
Oh, no, you don't. Hold it, Blackie. You too, Faraday.
That gun he's holding can talk even louder than he does, Inspector. We'd better hold it.
Not me, I'm going to...
Hold him, Inspector. Hold still.
Keep holding him, Blackie. That's smart. Now, so long.
We'll see you, Wall.
You bet we will.
Don't come through that door either, or I'll shoot.
Blackie, you're going to let go of me.
Sure. But don't go after Wall just yet.
No, why not? He threatened us, didn't he?
Yes, but you can pick him up anytime.
Oh, all right.
Right now, I want you to go with me to the Club Simpson. Just before I make Joey Wall eat his words, we might as well eat our lunch.
This is good food, Blackie. But I'd rather solve the Baker murder than eat.
We didn't come here only for the food, Inspector. I came here to see Simpson.
The owner of this club?
The ex-owner.
Yes, sir.
I just saw him walk into his office just now.
Huh?
Wait here for me. I'll try to make this fast.
I'm going with you.
Don't be silly. I couldn't find out anything in front of you.
All right. Mac, where do you think he's going?
What's it to you, Bubblehead?
Look, Mac, nobody goes into the boss until he wants to see him. I don't think he wants to see you.
Out of my way, little boy.
Oh, little boy, you...
You want to play, little boy, huh? Okay, play with it.
All right, take it. What is the meaning of this?
I tried to keep him out, boss.
Hello, Simpson. Since when do you have a bodyguard?
Why, Boston Blackie. It's all right, Herkimer. Quite all right. You may leave us alone.
But, boss, he was trying
to... Take his advice, Bubblehead. Blow.
All I was trying to do was my duty. You stupid old... Come in, Blackie.
Thanks. Sorry I had to mess up your boy.
Quite all right, Blackie.
How long have you had him around?
Not too long.
Really?
Now, what's on your mind?
I want answers to a couple of questions.
Ask them.
A fellow named Baker was killed outside my apartment yesterday.
Really?
You knew him.
I did.
I think so.
Hmm?
But when did you and Joey Wall make your deal for the sale of the club?
Yesterday morning. Why?
Why?
Yes.
Because I think Baker was on his way here when he was killed to stop just that.
I don't think I understand.
You will in a minute. I talked to Baker the night before he died.
Yes?
And he told me he was supposed to show up here in the morning at 9 o'clock.
He told you that, eh?
That's right.
Well, as a matter of fact, he was. You see, he had an option on the club, an option that had to be exercised by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
When it wasn't, I had to sell the place to Joey Wall.
I get it.
You do?
This explains a lot of things. The watches that were gimmicked, the phones, the radio. Wall tried to prevent Baker from getting here on time. When Baker made his dash out of my place, Wall had to shoot him.
I imagine I should have said something to the police, but the publicity...
Yes, yes, I understand. I was pretty sure Wall was in back of this. Now I'm going to get his back to the wall.
Hi, Barry.
Blackie, you certainly took your time with Simpson.
Yes, but I found out something. Simpson gave me the link between Baker and Wall.
What?
Baker had an option to buy this club, and Wall wanted to buy the option from him, but Baker wouldn't sell.
Now, Wall told us that, stupid. While you were inside, I found out something.
Beginner's luck.
Blackie, Baker had a bank account.
Hooray!
Shut up and listen.
All right.
I called headquarters, and the boys found out he withdrew $10,000 about 2 weeks ago.
No kidding.
Another $40,000 2 days ago. The day before he was killed.
$10,000 for an option, huh? No wonder Baker was so anxious to keep that 9 o'clock date. $10,000.
Same amount.
Say, Faraday, what happens to Wall when you catch him?
Are you kidding, Blackie? I'm going to throw the book at him.
You may find yourself with a couple of blank pages in that book.
What are you talking about?
You're missing an important piece of evidence.
What's that?
Never mind, but take it from me. I'll get it for you.
Careful now, Rollins.
Okay.
If our tip is right, Joey Wall is hiding out in this apartment.
Should we break right in, Inspector Carter?
Why not?
Well...
Stand by with your gun.
Right.
I'm going to ram my foot into the door.
Okay. I'm ready any time you are.
Now. Okay, Wall. Hold it where you are.
Oh, fine.
Cops, huh? That's right. You're Joey Wall?
You kick my door in, you don't even know who I am?
That's fine.
It's Wall, all right, Rollins. I've met him before. Well, Wall, what are you waiting for? Get your coat on.
I don't want to be inquisitive, but what are you grabbing me for?
Murder.
I suppose it won't do any good for me to tell you again. I didn't knock off Baker.
Yeah, come on, let's get moving.
Okay.
Wait till Boston Blackie hears I grabbed you without his help.
Hello, Dorothy.
Come in and shut the door, will you?
Sure.
Thanks. Gosh, Blackie, it's good to see you. What brings you down here?
Information, Dorothy. And you're the only one who can give it to me.
What do you want to know?
Who gave you the tip on the sale of the club, Simpson?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Now, Blackie, you know we're never supposed to reveal a source of information.
Well, this once you've got to tell me.
What's the story?
The murder of this guy, Baker.
The one that happened on your doorstep?
Yeah. I want you to contact whoever gave you the tip and ask him just one question.
All right.
And that one question may give me the answer to this whole case.
Faraday?
This is Blackie, Inspector.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called. We grabbed Wall.
Good, but I think you're going to have trouble getting a confession from Joey Wall.
We caught him. We've got a confession.
I can make it easier for you, Faraday.
Easier, not you.
Bring Wall down to the Club Simpson at about, say, 10 o'clock.
Join
See you
club.
Later, huh?
Blackie, I'm warning you. If this is another of your fool tricks...
Don't be silly, Inspector. I'm throwing a party at the Club Simpson, after which you can throw a certain party in jail.
Blackie.
Hi, Dorothy. I see you got here all right.
You know me. Tell me there's a story, and here I am.
I remember.
It's after 10, though. You're late.
Sorry.
You said to meet you outside the Club Simpson at 10.
I know, but I'm waiting for the stars of the show.
Isn't that you?
Oh, no. Inspector Faraday and Joey Wall.
Faraday arrested Joey Wall, and if Wall is the killer, why all this rigmarole?
You'll find out, and soon. Hey. Yeah? There's Faraday now.
Come on, Miss Ranger.
And he's got Wall with him.
Well, Blackie, we're here.
No kidding.
Anything for the press, Inspector?
Oh, Mr. Kilgallen.
Hi.
No, I'm reserving comment until after Blackie gets through. You may not be able to print what I have to say.
Can I quote you on that?
Sure. No!
What about you, Mr. Wall?
I'm innocent. Blackie framed me. I'll get him if it's the last thing I do.
Don't try it, Wall, or it will be.
Yeah?
Come on in and let's get this thing over with. Hello, Bubblehead.
Huh?
Still guarding that door?
You,
Your boss in?
Yeah.
You still feel like playing, or are you getting out of the way?
You can go in. It's okay.
Hiya, Simpson.
Ah, Blackie. I heard they caught Wall.
Yes, they caught him.
Fast work.
You know, Simpson, I had quite a talk with Baker the night he stayed at my apartment.
So you said when you were here before.
Yes, he told me he'd taken his life savings to buy this place. $50,000.
Yes, that was his offer.
It was?
Yes.
That's all I wanted to know. Baker never told me he was buying this place for $50,000. You killed him because Wall had offered you $100,000, and you wanted to welch on your option to Baker. He knew somebody was after him. That's why he wanted to sleep at my place.
Blackie, surely you're jesting.
Am I?
Yes.
When Wall paid you $100,000?
Huh?
Dorothy Kilgallen found that out for me from your press agent. That extra $50,000 looked too good for you to lose, especially since you plan to retire. You killed Baker.
You can't prove a thing, Blackie. I was here the whole morning of the murder from 8 o'clock on, and I have witnesses.
Yeah, but where was your stooge, Herkimer? During the night, you fixed my apartment so Baker wouldn't know the time, but ballistics will match up the bullet from Baker's body with the gun your friend carried.
You mean this gun, Mac? All right, don't move. My finger wants to pay you off for that wallop you give me.
You jerk. I could have talked him out of it.
I wasn't taking any chances. Come on, boss, let's blow.
You're not blowing any place, Bubblehead. Your tailwind has died down.
Shut up, you.
Don't look now, but there's someone in back of you.
Don't try that old gimmick on me. I said to shut up.
I said drop your gun.
Oh, no, you don't.
Nice shooting, Faraday.
Lucky for you, I showed up.
I heard Simpson and the stooge admit all I need to know.
Good, but I wasn't lucky, Faraday.
Hmm?
I planned it that way for Dorothy Kilgallen.
Is that why she's out in the club?
Sure. She did me a favor, so I promised her a scoop, and she works for an afternoon paper. By now, all the morning sheets have gone to bed.
Blackie, why don't you make like the morning papers? You go to bed, too.
Sure, Faraday, but I want to sleep where you sleep.
Hmm?
Okay, if I borrow your office.
If any more calls come in, hand them to Sergeant Matthews. I'm busy. Goodbye.
Where was I? Oh, no, go away.
Okay, who is it?
It's me, Inspector Faraday.
Barton, didn't Mac at the desk tell you I was busy?
Yes, sir.
Didn't he tell you to report to Sergeant Matthews?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter? Don't you like the sergeant?
Well, Matthews is out getting something to eat.
And what you have couldn't wait. You just had to see me.
Yes, sir.
Well, if it's anything less than City Hall blowing up, you better start running. What is it?
I found a body.
Lucky you. You found a body. Now, isn't that nice? Your first day at headquarters, you found a body.
Did you bring it with you?
No, sir. It's still out on the Viking, out on the boat.
A boat?
Yes, sir.
Barton, what are you talking about? What boat?
The boat that's lying on Montgomery Street.
A boat on Montgomery Street?
Yes, sir.
But there isn't any water within 5 miles of Montgomery Street.
Well,
if this is your idea of a joke...
Inspector, I saw the body on the boat, the Viking, and the boat is on Montgomery Street. Honest, Inspector, Clancy's down there now waiting for the boys from the lab.
A boat on dry land with a body on it.
Oh, yes.
You sit... Shut up! Barton, go out and find Boston Blackie. Bring him back here.
Boston Blackie?
Yes. That Blackie has an answer for everything. I want to hear what he has to say about this.
Boston Blackie, on Tuned to Yesterday from January 12th, 1949 on the Mutual Broadcasting System from the final season of that program, which first took to the air in 1944. This is an hour of crime on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Now time for the second episode of the series, Pat Novak for Hire, which would wrap up in the same year as this broadcast was heard on ABC on February 20th, 1949.
Pat Novak for Hire.
That's what the sign out in front of my shop says. Pat Novak for hire. Down here on the San Francisco waterfront, it's got to be that way. You got to rob a few graves if you want cigarette money. You need lots of work and roomy sleeves if you're going to play a Pat hand. Sometimes, in a good week, you can duck trouble 3 or 4 days in a row. And then it creeps up on you like an old charge account. Well, I should have known that when I went to the bank. I was up to my knees in mud and didn't even know it was rainy season. It was Tuesday. I went by the bank to drop $100. It was about time, because they were beginning to play handball with my check. Must have been about 11 o'clock when I got to the window.
Hello, Mr. Novak. Isn't it a grand morning?
If it's your choice, stay with it.
Ah, yes.
Deposit $100.
Yes. Let me get your card. It's right here, I think. Here we are.
All right. $100. Give me a duplicate, will you?
Certainly. My, this isn't as big as the last deposit.
Look, Bloomer girl, just mark the slip, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Novak. I guess I'm not used to $1,000 deposits.
What $1,000?
Your Friday deposit.
I wasn't in here Friday.
Oh, you must have been. The card says you put in $1,000 on Friday.
Give me that card. What did Santa look like?
What?
Who put the dough in? What'd the guy look like?
Oh, didn't you?
No, look, we'll double back and try to hang on this time, will you? I wasn't in here Friday. I don't know anything about an extra grand. Now, what did the guy look like?
I wasn't on duty Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure about the fellow today.
What fellow?
There was a man in here to ask about the account.
Did this good fairy have a name?
No, just credentials. He was from the FBI.
I see.
Is there anything wrong, Mr. Novak?
No, don't mind that complexion. I forgot my foundation cream. Oh, I should have known right then. A mysterious grand tossed into the till, and I didn't wake up to trouble. But I'm a smart boy who'd be the village idiot in a town the size of New York. Well, I left the bank and went up to my apartment. That $1,000 was already drawing interest. When I came in, she was sitting on the couch drinking my whiskey. Yeah, she could have all she wanted. A 1949 Panther model. Just the right amount of size 12 and a dress that looked like a well-tailored fig leaf. When she was through looking you over, you felt like the Sunday supplement.
Hello, Mr. Novak. I like your apartment.
That's good.
The view is wonderful.
So is yours. What's on your mind?
How about a drink?
All right. I'll pour. You talk.
My name is Connie Riley. Make me one, too?
Sure. As you were saying?
My name is Connie Riley.
Yeah, well, I've memorized that much. Go on. Well, here's your drink.
Thanks. Let's sit down.
All right.
Over next to me. I won't bite.
That's too bad. Go on.
Well, here's your new bank account, Patsy.
Look, sis, if you're here just for the field trials, all right, but if you've got a bill of goods, trot it out.
I will. I want that card, too, Patsy. I want it ahead of Chris.
I'll catch up with another drink. In the meantime, you fill in and help me, will you?
Stop sitting on your hands, Angel. You didn't get that $1,000 with the sweat of your brow.
No, not yet.
Somebody padded your account so you'd be a nice boy. I want you to be a nice boy for me.
At the same rates?
The Monterey Rose docks today. A passenger named Kurt Toomey is carrying a jack of clubs, and it means a lot to me.
Well, it doesn't mean a thing to me, except the FBI is on my tail.
Mr. Novak, you're turning a momentary advantage into a crowbar.
You take your deal to some other broker.
You're in business whether you like it or not, Patsy. You're going to stub your toe either way, only to me, it'll be more fun.
Well, how about the FBI?
You're being frightened by a group of bureaucrats.
Yeah, that's what Trotsky thought.
How much, Patsy?
Hmm?
How much for that card when you get it?
The price is a grand.
You're an amusing guy, Patsy.
Yeah, the grand I can afford to be.
You don't even know what the Jack of Clubs is all about. You never heard of Kurt Toomey till 5 minutes ago, but you take things in stride as if the whole world belonged to you.
Yeah.
You're like Adam when he first spotted the Garden of Eden.
All right, little Eve, it's $1,000. Remember, you're sitting on my doorstep. Now either go on home or come in the house.
Good. I'll take the card. That's your price. Now I can relax.
Yeah. I'll bet you can.
Pour me another drink, Patsy?
Yeah, sure, in a minute.
What comes next? Do I get 3 guesses?
You've got time to take them.
I won't need them all.
Well, it's up to you. Come here, Angel. You ever hear of the early bird?
Do I make a nice worm?
You wriggle like one.
Aren't you raising the price a little, Mr. Novak?
Straight 18%, darling.
That's too bad. I wasn't even going to scream.
The next place I live is going to be a cave. Just a minute, will you?
Hello, Novak.
Oh, Hellman.
Well, well. Am I interrupting anything?
No, we were just going over an old seed catalog. Miss Riley, this is Inspector Hellman, San Francisco Police.
Good morning, Inspector. Don't bother to arrest me now. I'm just leaving.
So soon?
My sentiments exactly, Inspector. Bye-bye, Patsy. You can get me at the Concord on Push Street. See you around, Patsy.
Sure.
Well, you're slipping, Novak.
Hmm?
No rain check.
All right, funny man. What's your problem?
You. You ever see this guy before?
Let me see. He's an awful-looking thug.
Yeah.
Who is he, your father?
A guy by the name of Max Coleman. The FBI trailed him to your bank Friday. They think he gave you $1,000.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the $1,000, Novak?
What do you care, Hellman? Maybe a relative. Maybe a maiden aunt.
Nobody's related to you, Novak. You're in a jam, lover, and I'm here to put your father in. Max Coleman buys his groceries with foreign dough.
Well, what are you weeping about? Arrest the guy if you don't like him.
There's government microfilm coming in on the Monterey Rose. That $1,000 makes you a contact man for Coleman.
Send the FBI over then. Where do you fit in? Waiting for somebody to drop some loose change?
You're my project, Novak. When they asked us for help, I stuffed the ballot box to get you.
Yeah.
So relax. I'm going to spend the rest of the day here. You're not going to leave the living room.
I got to spend the day with you. I'll take knockout drops.
Suit yourself. What's this stuff?
That's good scotch. You wouldn't know.
Oh.
The cheap liquor's out in the kitchen closet. That's for you.
All right. Over by the stove here?
That's right.
What do you keep in here, Novak?
Mops and brooms.
Where'd you buy this one?
What are you talking about?
Where'd you buy this one, smart man?
Hellman was right. I could tell right away it wasn't a mop. When Hellman pushed him out, he rolled out onto the linoleum. A dapper little guy, except for a piece of cord around his throat, tied in a funny knot. He was deader than a broken drum. Somebody pulled too hard on that piece of cord. The veins were standing out in his forehead, and his face looked like a road map lying there on the floor. He wasn't pretty. Hellman thought so, too.
Who is he, Novak? Your father?
I've never seen him in my closet before.
Who is he, Novak?
I don't know, Hellman. Finders keepers, you roll him.
Give me a hand. There's nothing there. Where's his wallet?
You'll get there by instinct.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, his name is Kirk Toomey.
Well, that helps.
Who is he?
The guy on the Monterey Rose.
The one with the microfilm?
I guess so.
I thought you didn't know anything about it. How'd you know he came from the Monterey Rose?
My dream book, Hellman. What happens now?
Nothing. Except I'm on the case now, and you got trouble in a major key.
You don't think I killed this guy?
I don't know, did you?
You better hop out and tail that girl. She was making herself at home when I got here.
Yeah? How do I know you're not in it together?
You don't, copper. Maybe she's Loeb and I'm Leopold. When you're through with her, you might hit the Monterey and start looking for a jack of clubs.
Some more dream book, Novak?
Everybody's looking for a jack of clubs, Hellman. It must be the end of the rainbow. That's where you're going to find that microfilm.
In the meantime, you stay handy, Novak. I want to split you with the FBI.
You don't think I'm going to take the rap for Junior here, do you?
It says that in my book. Just relax until I'm ready to pick you up. I only have to find a couple of things.
Well, it'll be a long time, Hellman. You can't find your hip pocket with radar.
Yeah. I'll be around soon, Novak. Don't bother to pack your bags. You'll be traveling light.
Well, when Hellman left, I knew I was a second division club. That phony plan in the bank, the tie-up with Max Coleman, and that stiff in the kitchen made me look real bad. I had to do something in a hurry because the way things stood, I had about as much chance as a lawn party in a monsoon. There were a lot of bases to tag, so I looked up Jocko Madigan, an ex-doctor who invented the hangover. What a good guy. I finally found him over in North Beach at a little joint called Lupo's. He was eating pizza with one hand and strangling a bottle of wine with the other.
Hello, Patsy. Oh, Frank. bottle of wine for Mr. Novak.
No, I'm short on time, Jocko.
That's where you're wrong, Patsy. People always say it, but it's a lie.
Will you calm down a minute?
You say you're short on time, but you have all the time there is. It's the one thing that keeps you from being a beggar.
Yeah.
There are only 24 hours in a day, and that gives you as much time as Napoleon or Alexander had.
Will you shut up a minute and put on that wine?
I'm celebrating, Patsy. I'm celebrating Mission Day.
Mission Day's over.
I'm a native son. We celebrate longer.
Now, look, I'm behind the eight ball again.
Isn't it getting kind of crowded back there? What's the matter?
Somebody strangled a guy and put him in my broom closet.
When did you find him?
I didn't. Hellman did. There's a girl named Connie Riley. Looks good for the job.
Why doesn't Hellman book her, then?
He's still picking up the pieces. The dead guy is Kurt Toomey. He was set to smuggle in some microfilm. It says here I'm contact. You got to help me, Jocko.
You've got me confused with the travel agency.
I want you to hop down to headquarters. Get all the dope you can on this guy Toomey. I'm going to look up Connie Riley.
How did she get in the picture?
What difference does it make? She's a wrestler I met this morning. Now, get on to headquarters, will you?
That's why I like you, Patsy. You're like a piece of blank verse. A bad piece of blank verse.
All right, Jocko. I'm going to make like a strip of bacon if I don't get going. Now, stay close to headquarters. If anything looks good, contact me at Connie Riley's here at this address.
All right. How many times shall I knock, lover?
I left Jocko and dropped by the apartment. I was smart and full of courage, like a field mouse at bay. The police had already been there. There was fingerprint powder all over, and the two bottles of whiskey were gone. They'd moved Laughing Boy out of the kitchen, so I sat down trying to add things up. I had a short list of friends to see. Connie, Max Coleman, and whoever this guy Chris was. I had to show up with one of them or prove that Kurt Toomey hung himself in my closet. I was getting ready to borrow a piece of cord myself when the phone rang. Yeah.
Hello, Novak. This is Hellman.
I'm thrilled. What's on your mind?
I just called on your girlfriend.
What'd she say?
Nothing. She wasn't there. Hasn't been there since 10 o'clock this morning.
That's funny.
Yeah. You know where she is?
How would I know?
I just thought she might be in your closet. I picked up Toomey's stuff on the Monterey Road.
Yeah, what'd you find?
All the usual stuff. A few clothes, some shaving equipment, razor blades, toothpaste, and a pack of playing cards.
Pack of cards. Well, you know where to go from there, Hellman.
I thought I did.
Grab that jack of clubs.
Will a ten of hearts do?
Huh?
That's right, Novak. A nice, fat deck. But the jack of clubs is missing.
Oh, you're always too little, too late, Hellman.
I just thought I'd let you know, friend, in case you start a bridge game with 53 cards in the deck. Good night.
Oh, I was losing money fast, like a street carnival in Death Valley. Well, one of two things happened. Somebody got on that boat and took the jack of clubs while Toomey was at my apartment. Or maybe he brought it with him. If he brought it with him, Connie was a possibility. Or somebody that got there ahead of Connie. Well, anyway, I had to work fast now because whoever had that card wasn't going to put it on a Market Street float. About 10 minutes later, I cut across Union Square and up Bush Street. When I got to Connie's apartment, it was about 10 o'clock. I got in the back door and started through. She wasn't there, so I went to work looking for that jack of clubs. It was real easy. I tried the desk and then her bureau drawer. You know, that black chiffon's coming back in style because that's where I found the card. It looked nice, nestling there. Put it in my pocket, and that's as far as I got.
You run the lingerie counter here, Novak?
Sound like a guy named Chris.
If it makes you feel better.
Should we put on the light?
No, no. Let's don't put on the light. This gun might upset you.
The police are looking for you, Chris. You need more than the dark.
I understand they're looking for you, Novak. That Riley girl kind of put you on the spot. Tell you what I'll do, though.
Yeah, you'll give me $1,000 for the jacket clubs.
I started to say 500.
Around here, there's a whisper. And even grand, mister.
You're trying to collect too many places. Want the 500?
No, I don't.
All right. But I think you're a bum businessman.
Jocko. Jocko found me catnapping on Connie's bare rug. Must have been right after the sapping. When I woke up, Jocko was thumbing my head like a housewife with a bowl of margarine. I felt around and waited for him to put the floor in again. I reached in my pocket. The jack of clubs was gone. Then I started to talk. Oh, Jocko.
Did you expect someone better?
Oh, help me up, will you?
Oh. I've helped you get up so much, I feel like one of the Wright brothers.
I just lost round three.
Yeah, I saw him getting into the car.
Did you get a number?
Like Hellman's got yours. Here it is.
Let me see. Anything break down at homicide?
They got all the dope on to me. They had to piece it together. He had no fingerprint record, and they finally confirmed things with a set of false teeth.
What does it prove?
Nothing much, except you probably killed him. He was a foreign agent who picked up microfilm at Shanghai. Your girlfriend is pretty.
Did they find her?
Yeah.
Dead?
No, Patsy, you've got to stop thinking of people as being dead all the time. It's demoralizing.
What'd she say?
She denied knowing anything about Toomey.
Jocko, I'm sure she killed that guy up in my apartment. I'd stake my life on it.
Expertly put, Patsy. I think Hellman believes her. After all, she's the only lead.
What about Max Coleman, the guy that rigged my bank account? Are they letting him die on the vine?
I was getting to that. Your friend Max Coleman has disappeared.
I thought he was being tailed.
The kite got away. Here, use my aspirin.
Well, I took a boat out to the Monterey Road, but that was a waste of time. Hellman had it covered like a tarpaulin. I still had the license number to Chris's car, but that didn't do any good. Even if I found him, all I could do was point my finger. There were still a lot of things that didn't fall into place. One of them was, how come that jack of clubs was so easy to find in Connie's apartment? She hadn't hid it very well. But, after all, maybe that was a habit with her. Well, things didn't look any better the next morning. I went into a restaurant next to the press club for some breakfast. The Chronicle was lying on the counter. We were in second place because it was a torso murder all over page one. That second cup of coffee saved me because right after that, I spotted it on one of the back pages, a picture and a small story about some unidentified guy who'd been killed over in Oakland. I couldn't match the picture too well with Hellman's snapshot of Max Coleman, but it looked like my best break so far. I got over to Oakland, and I went straight to the morgue. The guy in the morgue was chatty.
Which fellow you want to see?
The unidentified guy. He must have come in last night.
Sure. Down this way.
Okay.
How do you like our morgue?
One of my favorites.
It's bigger than San Francisco.
Yeah, I figured that.
Sure. Most people don't know that, but it's true. Bigger than San Francisco. Here we are. Right here. Help me slide it out.
Sure.
Roller bearings makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Here, let me get that sheet.
All right. Well, well.
Recognize him?
Yeah. What time did he die?
Coroner's report here on the toe tag. About 11 o'clock last night. Two gunshots. 38 caliber pistol.
That's good.
Don't look good to me. Was he a friend of yours? Relative or something?
Yeah, a relative. He's my maiden aunt. It was Max Coleman, all right. But that was only half the problem. I had some of the answers, but not enough. It's like trying to weave a rug with a spinning wheel and a bucket of sand. Well, anyway, I got to a payphone and I called Jocko. I told him to run down that license number, and I headed back across the bridge. When I found Jocko, he said the car was registered in the name of Christopher Downs, who lived up on Taylor Street. Well, that was enough of a lead, so I telephoned Hellman. It took about a half a minute to draw a map.
Hello? Hellman talking.
This is Novak. You still got Connie Riley down there?
No. I saved matchboxes. Why?
When did she leave?
Last night about 9:30.
was smart, Hellman.
Why?
You better put a guard on her front door and get up to 720 Taylor Street, the apartment of Christopher Downs.
Who's he?
A late entry. Now climb out of that coma and get going. I'll meet you up there in 10 minutes.
720 Taylor Street?
Yeah, it's up on the hill.
That's good, Novak. I can roll you all the way down.
When Jocko and I got up to Downs' apartment, there was nobody home. I said a fast prayer for Connie, and I began going through Downs' stuff for a .38 caliber revolver. Jocko was looking, too, over in the liquor cabinet. That's as far as we got.
Cabin's your hunt, Mr. Novak?
Hello, Chris. You haven't seen a .38 around?
Just one. It's in my pocket.
The same one that killed Max Coleman?
You're gonna run out of breath, Novak. Slow down.
I'm in second already, mister. I can't stop.
Then you won't mind a short ride. Out the door and down the back stairs.
Should we bring the lap robe?
There's nothing to worry about. It's a short trip. You won't even have to wire the folks.
We went down the back way and into the garage next door. We started for a big car in the corner.
All right. Get in. Out the airport road, Joe.
Sure.
Now relax, Novak. From here, you look like a duck in the pond. All right, Joe.
Watch out, Joe. Joe, watch out. There's another car coming in.
You're right, Chris. It was a short ride.
You all right, Novak?
Stop acting like the mother hen, Hellman. Take this guy's gun.
All right, mister. Get out. Who is he?
Christopher Downs. He killed Max Coleman last night.
Does he convince you, mister?
Not entirely.
Well, that .38 will. The Oakland police have two slugs that fit that gun. You need more?
No. I'm afraid you've got all the trumps, Novak.
All right, let's go, you.
Let's see you earn it, copper.
Stop him, Novak!
He ain't going far. Well, Hellman, now you can arrest him for jaywalking.
Yeah.
Too bad. He could have told you a lot about that stuff in my closet. Well, go pick him up, Hellman, and don't forget that jack of clubs in his pocket. Well, it worked out all right. I left Hellman, dropped by headquarters to leave a note, and I went home to my apartment. Connie was there. The whiskey was out again. Oh, she looked real good sitting there in a white crepe dress. It was one of those tight-fitting babies that make a bathing suit look like a toga. I told her all about Chris and Max Coleman. And we forgot about everything but the Olympics. When she put her arms around you, it was a real squeeze. It felt like an old tube of shaving cream. I was pouring a drink when the doorbell rang. Hello, Hellman.
You ready, Novak?
Sure. Well, don't stand there gaping. Arrest her for murder.
Wait a minute. Slow down, Patsy.
Sorry, chum. It's you or me.
Now, be a nice boy.
I am. That's why you go to Hellman.
Come on, lady.
You dig up an answer for that guy that you left in my closet?
I didn't leave any guy in your closet.
You'll have to say it louder, baby. They found the store. You bought the cord.
That cord came out of your kitchen.
You're a big mouth, Connie.
Yeah. You can put that in boldface. How did you know?
You're the only one that could have taken that jack of clubs here in the apartment. That and one other thing.
Yeah?
That knot in the cord. It was a funny knot. You got an elastic garter there. Too big. So you tied a knot in it. The same funny knot that choked Kirk Toomey.
You're a funny guy, Novak.
Yeah?
You're nice, but you're hard to handle. I should have killed you and married you. Ready, Hellman?
Jack of Clubs was a phony right from the start. Somebody told Kirk Toomey to deal with me. When he came to my apartment, Connie was waiting. She got jumpy and killed him. I got there too soon, so she had to stall me off. When she got home, she found out that the Jack of Clubs was a phony. She left it in plain sight, and Chris gobbled up the bait. When he discovered there was no microfilm, he went gunning for Max Coleman. Max was an innocent thief lying low, waiting to buy it from me. So, all three of them were after a phony card. I began to suspect it was phony because everybody hung around. If it was the McCoy, Connie would have cleared out. Same for Chris. The microfilm? Well, it was in Hellman's desk, but he didn't know it. Jocko finally tumbled. The report said that Kirk Toomey had false teeth. When Hellman picked up his stuff on the ship, it was a tube of toothpaste. You don't clean false teeth with toothpaste. Word must have gotten around that the microfilm was inside that Jack of Clubs, so Kirk crossed him up and put it in a tube of toothpaste. Well, that's all, except they canceled my $1,000 deposit. Hellman said it was lucky I noticed her garter. Lucky? Well, she had to straighten her seams, didn't she?
The American Broadcasting Company has just brought you the second of a new series, Pat Novak for Hire, starring Jack Webb.
Pat Novak for Hire, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 20th of November, 1949 on ABC, bringing to a close The Sour of Crime on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Livonier. Thanks for tuning in.